everybody. This is the Helping Friendly Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and this is the quick hit for the Gorge Amphitheater, 7/22/2018. That's the third night of the Gorge. I am by myself because people are traveling or what have you, and I've been monitoring these shows from home, from the sofa, and I gotta tell you, they really knocked one out last night, and we'll get right down with it in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you, of course, that we are a member of the Osiris Podcast Network, and Osiris is putting together a whole bunch of really cool stuff this summer, some live events and whatnot. And the most recent thing of interest to you guys is probably the Couch Report. RJ and Tom did a bit of a report from Tahoe and then did it again from the couch itself on the second night of the Gorge. And there will be some more live streaming videos to come. I think they're going to do something from San Francisco tomorrow, and I hope you guys check it all out. You can get all the details by signing up for the newsletter at osirispod.com, and of course follow the Osiris Pod Twitter. This live streaming action is also in partnership with Relics, so check out relics.com for music news and updates as well. So let's get down to this. The Gorge, third night. There was some stuff that went down the second night that we don't have all the details on. It looks like some people may have gotten hurt or something, and it's really unclear who did what to whom and how anybody is. So hopefully we'll get some good, clear news on that, and we can talk to you guys about it in the very near future. But I don't want to harp too much on it because I don't want to dwell in rumor and non-specifics. So let's just hope everybody is going to be okay and talk about the music, because this third night, they really came to play. So we've seen some, I think, mixed reviews across the tour so far. I think a lot of people have generally found things to be satisfying. I myself felt like things were at least pretty good most of the time, but this show's definitely feels like the most complete thing they've delivered on this tour. And here we are, five shows in, and we're talking about some serious, serious action. And you know it's serious because they came out and they opened with The Curtain Width. They played Birds, Birds of a Feather, Waiting All Night, which I'm a big fan of, Stealing Time into Reba, then a Wombat that got a little jammy, and then beautiful Teela and Walls of the Cave to close set one. That was terrific. Set two, however, it just got better. They did a big, long Cross-Eyed and Painless, which had an ambient jam and got way out there into Twist, into Waves, into Miss You. And that sequence right there was just outstanding. Highly recommend you go back and listen to all of it. We'll try to get you some of the Cross-Eyed here at the end of this, but you really got to go back and hear this whole set. After Miss You, they go into Fluffhead. Fan Art Pete was out there at the show tweeting, and he tweeted, during Miss You, he tweeted, into Fluffhead. And then they played it, and I think I think it might have broken him. He was pretty excited about that, and he deserved to be. We were all pretty excited. And then they closed with Split Open and Melt, and a pretty intense Split Open and Melt. It's the kind of melt that you want to hear, that just barrels off and almost flies completely off the rails, and yet they actually brought it back around and closed it out. And Wilson for the encore, and that was terrific. Guys, this is the kind of fish that most of us, I think, wait for. Was every note played exactly perfectly for the entire show? I don't know. Probably not. But the energy was there. The song selection was there. The jams were there. The only thing that wasn't there was me. Maybe some of you. I think the folks who were there had to have been having a pretty incredible time. That was great. It was just great. And I'm going to be revisiting this show again in the very near future. And I think we all should, because it's a keeper. Coming up on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, they're going to be in San Francisco Tuesday and Wednesday at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. So we'll have some reports from that. And then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, at the Forum in Inglewood. Buckle up, everybody, getting into California Run. That's it for this quick hit, a little bit short. I'm going to go ahead and play you some of the Cross Side. Hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be back with you on Wednesday. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.